Hi everyone, this is Ricky, and we hope you enjoyed episode one of the Pride 48 live show. You're actually getting ready to listen to the second part of the show, so we hope you enjoy it. We're planning to do more live shows on Sundays, probably from 1 to 2, so hopefully you guys will be able to join us. So here's the show, and have a great week. Bye.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Caller, you're live.
You're on the air with Foul Monkeys.
Oh, they hung up. They don't like us.
You suck at this, Ricky.
Oh, Julian, I'm an excellent athletic supporter.
Is it Joe?
I don't know who that is.
Say if you're Joe or not.
It's not Joe. He said it wasn't Joe.
Did he? I never saw him say it wasn't Joe.
Callers, please don't hang up.
Julian's going to have to go get some coffee. Keep calling him, Ricky. We'll get to you eventually. Because he's Riri.
It's not Riri. Okay. Downsy American.
Not Joe. Damn.
Julian's number one fan is killing me because I want to fucking know.
Honestly, it doesn't bother me that much. I don't know why it's killing you.
Because I should have a number one fan, goddammit.
You're your own number one fan.
Isn't Joe in Alaska? No, Joe is in Texas.
Joe's in Texas.
Yes.
You know, where all the racist people live.
Unless he took a trip to Alaska.
Bye, Archer. See you later.
Bye.
We have a phone call. Here we go.
It's probably the bovine.
Caller, you're live. Hello, caller.
You're on the air. On vacation, dorks.
Hello.
Hello.
Well,
if you're calling from a 111111111 number, it's not working.
Okay. Julian's number one fan. They have computers.
Bye, Archer.
They have computers in Alaska, Joe.
All right, the caller hung up, so I guess maybe they can't hear us or
something. Oh, somebody signed in on us. Not Ricky's number one
fan. My feelings are hurt. I hate you fuckers. Oh, we have a phone call. You ready?
Okay.
Are you there?
Caller, you're live.
We're here. We're here.
I can't hear you. Talking to me.
Hello.
We're talking to you.
Why does it sound like you're across the room?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Who is this?
I wasn't called earlier, but I was doing my Ricky Burton bottom buns workout.
Who is this?
I'm not Joe. Sorry, I'm whiter than Ricky's poop.
Well, you know, you guys sound like you're across the room, so it's really hard to hear you, but I was going to say my favorite part so far was when your caller Glenn said, "Yeah, I'll keep listening till you guys are done." So, yeah, make sure you don't listen to that next show.
I know, right?
Well, the thing is, I've known Glenn for probably 10 years, and he started listening because of me specifically. So don't hold it against him. So he just started listening to us.
No, I guarantee you. No, if he listens to the next show, I'll make sure to give a big shout-out to Glenn, who stayed with us.
Okay, we'll
move closer to the phone caller.
What do you mean?
That's what someone in the chat room said.
Phone?
No, I can hear you good, caller.
Fine, I am perfectly fine. I can't hear you guys.
I'm sorry.
Who is this?
What is your name?
Who do you think this is?
We don't know, that's why we're asking.
Oh, Lord.
Big Fatty?
Daniel Brewer.
Oh, hey, Daniel. I thought it was you, but I saw the number show up, but I wasn't for sure.
Well, who else besides Big Fatty would be calling from South Carolina? And you know he does not use the regular telephonic device.
I know, even though he just got a new one.
Right.
So you really can't hear us?
Well, you know what it is? It sounds like, because I heard you, I heard the caller sign when I was listening, but it sounds like somehow that the internal microphone is being sent through to the switchboard, as opposed to what's coming out.
I don't know how to fix that.
And you're breaking up a lot.
Well, it's all right.
Does it sound okay on the stream though?
Oh, on the stream, it sounds great.
Oh, okay, so it's just the phone calls, because the phone calls are coming from a different computer into the mixer.
Right, and it sounds like maybe that computer's internal microphone is picking up
the sound. Oh, let's see if we can fix that real quick.
Yeah, see, because as you move closer to the computer, I can hear you better.
How about now?
Well, now I can hear you okay.
Awesome. We fixed it. Thank you.
Woohoo!
All right, wait, can Nicole say something?
I'm here. Yes. Hi. I'm trying to think of a poem.
Can you move your breath out of the way and then say it?
I pushed them down just to talk into the microphone.
Oh, much better. Much better.
Can you hear me clearly now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I got to get some stuff ready for my show, but you know, make sure Glenn hangs up immediately after the show. Doesn't want to listen to that show.
We'll let him know.
Okay.
Hey Daniel, I'll talk to you later on maybe about doing live shows more often with us.
Oh, and about that other thing that we don't want to talk about?
Right.
Right.
In the DJ booth? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye, talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, now we fixed the sound problem, so if you want to call in, we can, you know, take a call and people can hear
it. Have we seen teeth yet?
Yes.
Fuck yes, we've seen teeth. Have you seen teeth? No, Julia's not seen teeth.
Vagina dentata. We love it.
Girl has teeth in her vagina.
And she eats penises.
Ew.
With her vajayjay. Oh, we have another phone call. You ready?
Yes.
Hello?
Caller, you're live. Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Vagina and she eats penises. And with the we have another phone call here.
Caller, you're...
I think you have to take off your live stream and then...
Then call, yeah.
Yeah, because we keep hearing ourselves. I'm sorry, whoever's calling from that number, I really want to talk with you.
It's like the radio show where people call in and... Caller,
turn
please
down your radio.
Turn down your radio.
I haven't maimed anyone.
Wow.
They need to turn down the radio. Thank you, Fearless One. Who are you, Fearless One? Where are you from?
They're Fearless, and they're one.
Fearless.
Fearless.
Ricky
has a vagina dentata, probably.
I don't have a vagina.
He has a mangina dentata.
Yeah. And actually, mine are false teeth, not real ones.
Like the ones in your face.
Oh!
Because his real mangina dentata fell out.
Has Ricky sharded recently?
Wow, this Julian's number one fan fucking hates me.
Me. Loves it.
Nicole,
we'll answer your question. Have you sharded recently?
No, I have not sharded recently. I'm sorry. Oh, hey, David. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know who you exactly were. Thank you for listening. Oh, I know your name now. Never mind. I know it on Bigger City. Hi, David. How are you? He's cute.
Hi, David. It's too bad you're not fans enough to be my friend on Facebook, but okay.
Tell Ricky that the blog talk lady talks for about 30 to 40 seconds when you call in. If he goes to the call too soon, we can't hear him on the phone line.
Too bad,
John. Hello?
Yow.
Tell Ricky that the blog talk lady talks for about 30 to 40 seconds when you call in. If he goes to the call too soon...
Oh, I don't know what to do.
We're getting a call from outer space. Shut that shit off.
I'm trying
to. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to.
That's why there is no one there sometimes. They are still hearing the blog talk lady.
Oh, well, we can hear ourselves talking in the phone call that we're receiving.
Oh, you're going to the call too soon is what he's trying to say.
But how do I know when it's ready?
Well, I don't know. Yes, it's all Ricky's fault.
Yes, it's all Ricky's fault and Big Fatty's fault. Big Fatty is putting his shit on me.
Robocall
again. Yay! The Royal Pains, yes, Bigger City. That's the place where skinny boys love fat boys. Yes, I'm a part of that group.
You're a skinny boy?
And I'm the fat boy.
Oh.
Hey, Daniel, how do I know when to pick up the call, if it's too soon or not soon enough? Should we call Michael Jackson and ask him?
Aww. Don't talk about the man in the mirror.
That'd be long distance.
That didn't make sense. Maybe that was him calling from space.
I am a juicy boy, actually.
Maybe the Transformers want a piece of Ricky's ass.
Bigger City is where I met my boyfriend. Aw.
Really?
Okay, so this person's calling back again, and I don't know if I should answer it or wait. What should I do?
Wait a couple minutes.
30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yes. You know, we can still talk while we're waiting. Bigger City has done
Hello.
Such. Caller, you're on the air.
Too soon.
Yes.
Okay, anybody that calls in, you must have our feed turned all the way off.
Yeah, and could you call from a different phone? Maybe that's what the problem is or something. I don't know.
He said just let the call ring a bit.
I don't hear it ringing, though.
I know, but when you see it, just ignore it for, you know, a little bit and then click on it.
That wasn't Daniel that said that, though.
Oh, because Daniel's the only one that knows what he's talking about. For real. For Rizzle. Bigger City only gets me people outside of my area. Yeah, Matt, pretty much the same area for me, but I live between two bigger cities. Get it? Bigger city. Aw, that's cute.
Trampa and Orlando.
Yes, between those two cities. So, there isn't a chaser worth within a million miles of Mobile, Alabama.
Sucksers. Mariah Carey.
Oh, no! To me.
She drove her car off a cliff in Hollywood Hills.
I will literally fucking have a meltdown on this show if Mariah Carey really died.
I'm sure it's fake.
Jesus, if you're depending on my advice, you are screwed. This is why Ricky should have had his shit together this morning. But
I can't control the people calling me. That's just...
But you can control when you... If it says 11111, that's a Skype call-in.
Yeah, it's a... All right, a person's calling from Skype, which means they need to turn off their feed or put us on pause while you're trying to call us, because all we can hear is ourselves calling back.
Loudly, I might add.
Real loud, too.
And we could have still had crack... I know, Chris. I promise you next time that you spend the night or I spend the night, I will take
we'll
you
go to the racist Cracker Barrel.
I will take you to Cracker Barrel, and I will treat.
So out of all the shows that you guys have been listening to, are we pretty funny or are we boring? Because we were afraid that maybe we'd get a little bit too boring.
Gays who eat at Cracker Barrel deserve to be shit slapped.
Dang.
Is that literally slapped with shit or what?
I don't know.
Nicole, can't wait for the poop poems.
I'm trying. It's hard.
That's why she's being all quiet. I think we're doing good, and I didn't really listen to a whole lot of other shows because I've been busy with my life. Mm-hmm. But you're much funnier than the next show coming up.
Oh yeah, which is Daniel's show.
Yeah, right. But I think we're pretty damn good.
Well, somebody says we're flowing fine. We have a schedule.
Yeah, no.
Please. Nicole is constipated in the poop poems department.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
But
Tasty Diane, we love you. You're so cute.
I heard
I love you.
I heard a clip of, I don't remember what show it was yesterday. I think it was, you know, I don't wear mascara because I cry or something like that. Anyway.
Don't smear my... Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, she was talking about how she couldn't stand Taco Bell, and I'm like, I love me some Taco Bell. That's some good shit, you know, so. But she liked Applebee's.
Gross, Applebee's.
So I couldn't ever dine out with
her. All right, so the one person's calling us back again. Should we try? It's been on for 20 seconds.
Everybody stick your fingers in your ears.
Should I just wait a little bit longer?
Just pick it up.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, gross, Applebee's.
Too soon.
Oh, you can put them on hold.
Good, because that was hurting my ears.
What's that? Is that your phone?
Not mine. Oh, it's the other line of my other line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it may be.
Oh, Tasty Diane. The caller hung up, so I don't know. I don't know why that person can't come through.
You know what? I'm done with the calls. If we can't do any better than that.
I know. Like, can someone else try to call us different? Because we love all of you guys, but that one person just isn't working. It's the fat phone.
Big Freddy. They have Taco Bell and the Farrows.
Oh, someone teach Ricky how to answer the calls. I think Nicole's not talking that much because she's busy writing a poem. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's people that have eaten dog food, but...
I love Taco Bell dog food.
I love Taco Bell, so...
What is the number?
I love Taco Bell when they don't fuck my order all up like they did today.
Right. Ooh, got her talking.
I hate that.
Okay, the Royal Pains. The number's 347-838-9642. Greatly appreciated.
No,
if you want
Nicole
to call us.
Cannot multitask.
It depends on what they're requesting.
That's why she can't dildo herself and rub her boob at the same time.
Oh, that's like patting your head and rubbing your belly.
It's like, vrr, vrr, rub, 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 vrr, vrr.
Yes, because it's
rub,
got rub, like rub. A subwoofer type engine in the back.
Damn.
Yeah, it's two cycle. Like a weed, like a weed eater. Vrr,
vrr, vrr. I love Taco Bell when the beans are cooked and not crunchy.
True.
Okay, I have to type in the number, apparently, so let's do this. Maybe...
Pardon?
9642.
Look
there
at
we go.
The top of the damn chat room.
I know, it is at the top of the chat room, too.
Has
so that's
Nicole ever been finger-cuffed? I don't know what
is that is.
What is
that? That's having two penises in you at the same time. You know, like the Chinese finger cuffs?
Oh, no, Nicole has never had that.
But do you want
it? Looping.
I thought that was called spit roasted.
Oh, Jesus. No, I've never had that, and I probably will never
have
that.
Has Julian ever? No. Julian has not. Thank you.
Oh, we have a phone call.
Julian's done many things, but that's not one of them.
All right, let's try this. Y'all ready? Here we go. I have not been finger cuffed lately.
Lately.
Lately. Has Nicole had an omelet? No, call. Nicole has not had an omelet.
Caller,
you're
live.
Never will.
You're live, caller.
Go ahead.
Liar.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, they hung up.
Fuck. Okay.
This should be working. Let me make sure my Skype's on because it's work. Okay. Yeah, everything's on working right. So
I'm about 30 seconds from... Saying no more phone
Julian,
calls.
Julian, get over yourself.
Well, all it is noise, and we don't hear anything but screeching in my ears.
Oh, screech this.
Zoinks!
We have 45 minutes left, you guys.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Oh, we have a phone call. You ready?
Do not answer
it's
it
a different
yet.
One. It's a different one. Different number.
Okay.
Caller, you're live.
Hey, guys. It's World Pain. Craig.
Well, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hating Daniel right now.
What?
I hate Daniel right now.
Why do you hate him?
Because he's an ass all the fucking time. Step off, Daniel. Fuck hard.
Oh, damn.
I hope that's some joking going on there.
No, I'm just joking with him. I can't see the top of the chat room. I'm on laptop screen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Oh, and we had to type it because you can't hear?
What was that?
I said we had to type it in the chat room because you can't hear?
Yeah, well, no, I heard it went too fast.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So do you have a question or anything for us?
Yeah, so you found a boyfriend on Useless Bigger City. I am so jealous. I hate you.
Well, not a boyfriend. I have acquaintances.
He's got tricks on Bigger City.
No, not tricks, hardly. But I have acquaintances that I could call at any time that I needed, but I don't.
That means tricks.
But
I agree. Tricks. It's tricks.
But Bigger City has worked for me. There are a lot of cute guys out there, especially in my area. But, you know, it takes initiative for me to actually go there, but and I don't, so.
Yeah, well, I'm in Mobile. There's nothing here.
I think I've gone through Mobile. Do you have to drive there to go through Texas or something like that?
Actually, I don't know. Where are you located?
Tampa, Florida.
We're in Tampa, Florida, but I drove from Arizona to Florida, and I think we went through Mobile.
Yeah, you do. The home of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that was a cute little... I think we went through like this tunnel that went under the water in Mobile.
Yeah. That's the bankhead tunnel or the Wallace. I can't remember. We got two of them, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a very nice state for the 5 minutes that I was in it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad that out.
So, you are, what's your show that you're from?
The Royal Pain, the Royal, or The Freaky.
Oh, okay. So you have two different shows, or?
The Royal Pain is a duet with my best friend and I.
Okay.
And The Freak Geek is my solo.
Oh, okay. So, I can honestly say I don't think I've heard your shows, but I'll have to go listen to it now that I've seen everybody on this blog thing. But have you? Do you listen to us on a normal basis?
On occasion, I have.
Huh?
I have about 50 podcasts up with.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're one of the good ones, so you should listen to us.
That's Julian talking, Ricky talking. The show sucks, and I'm surprised people listen to this.
Okay,
show.
Julian's one of the good ones, so listen to me.
I'm the best one, so listen to me.
Okay. Yeah, Big Gay Sex Show Matt is my only listener.
Is your only Everybody listener?
Please tell me you see this in the chat room.
I want you to put on a strap-on and top Ricky. That makes a hot video.
Talking to me.
I'll video tape it.
That'll never happen. He said, ooh.
Wait a minute. Why do you need a strap-on when you got one already?
Nicole doesn't have... Oh.
I don't have a penis.
She's got a dildo, not a strap-on.
That's mine. I'm not using it for anyone else. Especially
Ricky. Oh, my God.
Ricky.
Nelson Bird. He gets like so left behind. Those freaks are crazy.
I can't really understand what you're saying.
Yeah, no. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Let me turn down something here. All right, say that again.
I was going to say, oh my God. Okay, Masa Husky. You there?
You're breaking in and out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone. I'm just on a regular phone, so I think it's probably your internet connection.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
How dare you? You sound like Archer calling people out of their wireless connections.
Ricky, you fucked up every call we've had so far. So, honestly.
I always call people out. It gets me in trouble.
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
I enjoyed it, so I've terrorized another show during Pride 48. Oh, my God. Okay, well, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Somebody wanted Miguel, Chris, Ricky, and Julian to do a gangbang with Nicole recording the video.
That's a lot of people.
I got kicked from the room, but now I'm back.
Oh, because you got to be careful how much you type in the room.
Apparently.
Why, you can type too much?
Yeah, if you type too much, too many messages, it says that you're flooding the chat room. Big fatty
like I'm
can
a
come
spam.
In ooh, to ruin it.
Okay, at this point, Julian is going to get bitchy because he needs a cigarette.
It's okay, girl. You got like 40 minutes.
But it might be good listening.
You can do it. Yeah, it might be good listening. Now, there was something that you wanted to talk about earlier about.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You don't want to talk about that now?
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, okay. The easy button?
No.
Is Ricky a squirter or an oozer?
I'm a squirter, actually.
Ew.
A big squirter.
TMI.
Oh, we have a phone call. Caller, you're live.
Hello?
No. Okay, that was fun.
Hello, are you alive?
They totally just coughed.
In my ear.
I hope she wasn't dying as they were calling us.
Is Nicole a squirter or an oozer?
which are you, Nicole?
Swine flu. Oh my God. You're going to make me fucking squirt.
Julian squirts from his doinger and oozes from his butt.
What?
That's what he said.
I don't see that.
Your number one fan, it's underneath, is that the pandemic calling? Ricky can earn millions
of
people
it's
waiting
not,
for...
It's, that doesn't show up on my screen.
Where it says Julian's...
No.
Are you still in the room?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they hid it just from you so you couldn't see it. And then we would talk about it, and then you can't see it.
Nicole's an oozer. No, I think... I don't know.
Have you ever squirted?
Once.
Really?
Yeah, once.
How does that work? How does... I mean, do you... Are you, like, aiming it? Like...
Yes. I, like, set up bottles and knock them down. No. Like, it just happened. I don't know.
Like, pussy juice bowling?
No, it just... I don't know. Like, I guess it was just, like, way more intense than usual, and...
And just squirted? Just kinda... Were you by yourself?
No.
Honey, you had your first orgasm.
Yeah. No, it just... It was weird. I thought, and he thought that I had peed on him. But I didn't.
That'd be awesome if you did pee on
Nicole
him.
Nicole makes Ocean Breeze look like a mini stream. Pussy gun.
Ooh, that is a horrible image.
I love a pussy gun.
Like a squirt gun.
Is your... What's the clip? What's the trigger?
The trigger.
Yeah.
Okay, where does it come out of? Like the whole hole or like the pee hole or what?
We have a phone call.
I don't know.
Mm.
Caller, you're live.
Okay, have another cigarette. Are you okay?
Honestly, somebody's fucking with us.
They have to be.
I swear to God, if somebody else calls up and coughs in my fucking ear. Between Ricky and Nicole's voice reverbing in my ears and then the coughing and the New York City noise, I'm totally going to be deaf by the time this show's over.
Let's see here. Let's see. We can look up the area and see where they're calling from.
My number one fan wants me to tell some squirting stories. Yeah, I'm not a shooter. I'm not a shooter. I'm an oozer. So.
Someone is calling from the Midland, Odessa area of Texas.
Gee, I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
Julian,
what kind of cigarettes do you smoke? Capris?
Virginia Slims?
I smoke Parliaments. Thank you.
You never get cum in your ear. It's deafening.
All right, we have a different call from someone else. Let's try this. Caller, you're live. Oh, maybe they can't hear us yet.
Hello?
Okay, cheap bastard.
Hey, Ricky, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, it's JT. I'm at Chicago Gate Fly. I want to give you a report.
Hey, JT, how are you doing?
Lots of gay people, lots of screaming, and lots of music, and lots of naked people.
Are there any cute gay men for me there?
Are there what?
Are there any cute gay men there for me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you pick one of them out and mail them to me, please?
You know, at my point, I can't really hear you, so I'll just talk. What I find really ironic is, like, they have, like, they have a float where they have, like, all the gay people that were kicked out of the military. And they're walking down the middle of the street, you know, where we were kicked out, we're gay, we're part of the military. I guess it's supposedly, you know, so they can, you know, help to get that stupid don't ask what call shit, you know, removed. But I just think it's kind of ironic.
So people were kicked out... They were kicked out of the parade because they were going against Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and they kicked them out?
Right, exactly. And they're marching in the gay pride parade.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up.
I know. It's odd because, you know they're saying, you know, I guess it's probably for the movement for, you know, to get rid of that Don't Ask, Don't Tell stuff.
Is it against the law for them to do that?
I guess if they're dishonored, I had a couple beers, dishonorously discharged, I'm thinking that that's okay.
Oh, okay, I see.
Because when you're discharged like that, from what I understand, you suffer all your credits with military.
That's why it's a good lesson never to join the army.
Right, so I'm on Waveland, the Broadway here in Chicago, right across from Walgreens. I have no idea what that is. Could some odd quotes. I'd love to have a conversation about it. Anyway, just want to check in, give you a report here for Pride48.com.
Well, thank you very much for calling us, JT. Have you seen the PNS Explosion Boys?
All right, brought my MorePink.net, and I'm getting pushed, and my hands are full, so I will talk to you guys later. Thanks
okay.
for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I understood not a bit of that.
That was JT. He was calling from the Chicago Pride. And he was saying that, yeah, the calls are ruining the fun of the show. Guys, dump the calls. They're a lot of trouble, it seems.
I totally agree.
Okay, we'll dump them. Fine. Whatever. I don't care. Yeah, shit. We can't have anything up in here.
It's breaking our momentum, and half of them sound horrible, and they're all screeching in my ears.
Well, I can understand them. Maybe you need to get some hearing aids or something. I don't know.
We'll just borrow them from
you.
No,
it's not a fact that I can't hear them. It's a fact that...
chunky beef came into my throat.
And I burped. That's usually what comes in your ass, isn't it?
Oh! Oh,
good one!
Only takes 100 fucked up calls to decide to quit, right?
All right, so we're no longer taking calls because people are complaining. And, you know, we love complainers.
Yeah.
They're the best ones.
Like me.
So what else we got to talk about, guys? We have 30 fucking minutes left. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah, I can.
He's like, I need a fucking cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. And just FYI, from what was going on in the room, Parliaments are not cheap. They are a premium brand cigarette. They cost more than Marlboros.
They're, oh, really?
They're not.
How loud does Ricky come?
I don't know.
I'm pretty loud. I'm a moaner. I admit it. I can get the moan on.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me fucking squirt. Time flies when you talk about splooge.
Yeah, right.
So what else we got? What else we got to talk about, you guys?
So what the hell is that?
That's somebody signing on to Skype.
Yeah, we're not taking any phone calls, so.
Well, if they actually called us on Skype, then
racist. I swear.
Are
to
you
God,
a sham moaner?
If I have to hear another phone call screeching in my ear.
Yeah, there's someone calling from Skype through the hotline,
yeah,
or the guest calling line, and it's not working, so we can't answer that anymore.
Foul monkeys forgot about their list.
I know, right? We had a whole list that we worked on yesterday, talking about random things. We should at least talk about vagina mouth.
Yeah, that, but I also want to talk about the dry booger drop.
Oh, no. Okay.
What?
Okay, so... we were going to Samantha's wedding yesterday, and it was like a 2.5 hour drive over to the beach. And Ricky was driving my car, and we're driving along, and we're talking, and I'm looking at him when we're talking, and he's chewing on his fingers, because if you guys don't know, Ricky has the worst habit of chewing the skin of his fingers
really bad.
Down to like nubs, basically.
Not the skin, the fingernails.
Whatever. So he's sitting there just chewing on his fingers as he's talking, and all of a sudden I'm looking at him, and something just falls from his face area and lands, like, on his stomach.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, what is that?
But the funny thing is like, in mid-sentence, she turns her head and
yeah,
stops talking.
Yeah, I was talking
to
him, and I saw it, and I was like, and I turned and looked, I, like, looked away. And finally, after, like, 40 seconds, I was just like, you are grossing me out so bad right now.
And I was like, what?
And he said, what? I said... I don't know if it's part of your skin from your chewing your fingers or what. I said, but something fell from your face.
He's got leprosy.
And it landed on your shirt, and it's just sitting there on your belly.
Bye, Holly. Bye. Thank
Bye,
you for
Holly.
Listening. We really appreciate it.
Then he looked.
Oh, that's a big landing pad.
He looked, and it was a dried booger that fell from his nose. And then he went, oh, it's just a booger, and flicked it off into my car.
What else was I supposed to do with it?
Pick throw it, it out up the and window. Throw it out the window.
Yeah, I've totally resorted to taking my headphones totally off my ears because it's just so loud.
It's too loud.
Yeah, everything's too
loud.
Well,
we really don't need them on except for to know that we're talking loud so that people can hear us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of doesn't make sense to have them on because if we go like this, we could just hear like normal.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and it's
weird.
That's
sounds,
so much better.
It sounds echoey.
That's because you're hearing it through the headphones as well.
Oh. But it was the nastiest thing ever. I seriously felt like I was going to vomit.
Oh.
Dried booger.
One reason it sounds like it's echoing is because our sound is also coming through this computer right here.
Ah, sweet baby Jesus.
So let's try to mute that and let's see if that works.
Yeah.
Can everyone still hear us?
Can everyone still hear us?
Can you hear us?
Listeners, can everyone still hear us?
So now we can't hear through the headphones?
Yeah.
They can still hear us.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Back Samantha, up. Samantha got married.
She did on Saturday.
At a beach.
Yes. Wow, this is kind of better.
It's
weird. I guess we only needed the headphones if we were taking the calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since we're not taking those awful calls.
And since
anymore.
People complain, we'll just take our headphones off, so.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately, they can hear us.
fuck me? My number one fan, who do you want to fuck you?
No, he's saying fuck me that Samantha got married.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess they were a listener of when Samantha was on the show.
Maybe they were Samantha's number one fan, but now they had to be yours.
That's
they
true.
Didn't have to, they, didn't have to, they, didn't have to be mine. They could have chose either one of you, but they like me.
You know what? Let's just roll your microphone down a little bit. You're going to be taken off the air for 30 seconds.
Bitch. Ricky's right.
Ricky's right. Oh, they were listening. Okay, so they listened when Samantha was on. They must have really liked Samantha. Unfortunately, Samantha can't be on the show anymore for different reasons. So, unfortunately, you guys probably won't hear from her anymore on the show.
Probably not.
We all still work together. We're all still friends. So, it's all good. Nothing like a spat or anything.
Yeah. I've met Samantha and I like her.
So
she's good people.
Julian, I think your number one fan needs some loving. Ricky's always right. See, I love that.
That's because you've been around long enough to know everything.
That is true.
Because you know everything because you're older than Jesus.
He was downgraded. So anyone in the chat room, do you guys want us to discuss anything? Ask us questions?
Yeah, because you're going to have to do it in the chat room now because those calls were...
Yeah, and we're like, our list is here, but we're really not going by it. I guess, whatever.
I had a list, too, and I had it under my keyboard, but it disappeared.
How?
I had no idea.
That's weird.
It just dawned on me I have to do a show in 20 minutes, and I have nothing
to
do.
Oh, Daniel, don't worry about it.
Welcome to
either.
Our world. the best thing to do, though, is spend the first 3 minutes trying to get your co-hosts in the chat room.
That's always fun.
Yeah. And don't do an intro.
Yeah. Well, we did an intro just 50 minutes late.
Ricky, have you ever topped?
Yes, I have topped, Matt. I have done it actually several times, and I do enjoy it every now and then.
So, what happened to white crystallized dog poop of the 70s and 80s?
I don't know what that means.
What?
Remember when we talked about the white dog poop that's in the yard because it's been there for like 12 years? And he wonders what happens from poops from the 70s and 80s. I don't know.
I guess they got washed away.
They get rained on and washed away.
Why does it always rain on me?
Because you deserve it.
Honey.
Make it rain.
No.
Let the rain come down on
Stop
me.
Stop singing.
Again, honey.
All right. Vagina mouths.
Do the bottoms enjoy it?
Yes. Topping's nice. It's just as good as bottoming. It's just a different thing. You need different things.
You need different things.
Yeah, Daniel, accept some phone calls so people can start complaining and bitching at you for something they're listening to for free.
Yeah, and it's costing me my hearing because it was screeching in my fucking ears
no
every
time. No one cares
time.
About you.
Fuck you.
Ricky, quick, what is 7 times
12? Yes, we love it. 7, 14,
84. math quiz on
a couple shows ago, we did math.
Yeah, we're talking about Simba's age.
No, wait. Oh, okay.
A T-R-I-C-K?
Suicide.
Yeah. Free.
I cut myself and it's bleeding.
It turns me on.
What was it the other day? We went into Walmart and we're seeing the emo guy. And Ricky's like, I want my grass to be emo so it cut itself.
You stole that from me. You thief.
Math are hard. Junk. So, vagina mouths. What were we talking about?
We were just coming home from the wedding yesterday, and suddenly we were just like, what would it be like if your vagina was on your face and your mouth was in your pants? Like, would you have a clit on your face? And if your mouth
would your lips be vertical or horizontal on your face?
Were y'all high?
We were hungry.
We were starving. We
because
were like,
I would never talk about vaginas unless it's...
I know. You hate vaginas.
You hate it, but guess what? I have one, and it's really close to you right now.
You do?
I mean, I don't go to the vagina, but I do love talking about it.
I'm going to come sit on your lap and put my vagina on your leg.
Is it like keep morbid curiosity, like a train wreck or something?
It's like, yeah. It's like just... interesting. I mean, if anything can bleed for a week and still not die.
Oh,
it's interesting.
That is so, like, retarded.
I love the blood flowing slowly down my forearm and dripping in onto the kitchen floor
for Ricky to lick it up.
Ugh.
But Ricky...
I never said I liked blood.
I think they're just trying to be...
Ricky and Julian poops diamond balls.
No. We already discussed this. It's spider eggs attached. The spider egg sack.
Yeah, now I know why everybody else was rambling at the end of their shows.
Yeah, because
two hours is a long fucking time.
So, would you guys be interested in listening to us maybe for a 40-minute show during live, like another time? Would that be something you guys would be interested in?
We were doing 40-minute shows, and then you said people complained because
like,
it was too long.
30, 40 minutes.
Because we did a bunch of shows that were like 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
Or longer.
You said too long.
Too long. Jaded City said too long.
Spider eggs rock. Yes, they do.
I will cut you
well,
too,
seems,
then lick
seems,
it up.
It seems like when we're on a
suicide
25 minutes is not long enough.
We would never be able to get to 25.
No,
okay,
we always end
no
up rambling.
There is no happy median here. Did you see people were saying 4 hours, 45 minutes?
4 hours? I want to put my headphones back on. I feel weird without them.
Okay, you can do that.
You can do that.
So
but then you can't hear.
If we, not like ours, like hers isn't blocked like ours.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, no, she can hear us. Never mind.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I would think a 30-35 minute podcast would be good because apparently we can't...
Stick to a schedule,
and we could never go below 30 minutes. I don't think we've ever done that.
Well, me and you, that the last show we did where we did recorded two in a day, we got to like 20 minutes, and we're like, yeah, we're out of crap
to
talk about.
We don't have anything else to talk about. He said it's just, Daniel says, talk till you're done. It's just weird for this event because you have to fill time until the next show.
I understand that.
Oh my god, 11.5 is the new Fantastic Time format that Power Gay uses.
Well, you know what? We're not Power Gay. And
I will let you.
We're foul monkeys. And we don't.
Oh.
Suicide Freak wants to, like,
I'm
kill
going
you
to,
and love
Suicide
it.
Suicide Freak says, I'm going to Florida soon. Ricky, you want to meet up with me? We could have some fun. I will let you cut me. Well, I don't get this because I've never mentioned that I like to cut people or anything.
No, he likes to cut people.
But I don't want to be cut.
Well, maybe he thinks you like it.
I don't know.
Because I'm always telling you to kill yourself and cut your arms, and you're like, oh, okay.
Daniel says if we do a live stream regularly, you just get a start time and go until you're done. That's
okay.
Cool.
Back to what I was talking about. I don't care. Tell the Power Game. But, you know, we do our own thing. And, you know, some shows play music. Some shows play music in the background. And some shows
are just awesome like us.
I have 11 and a half minutes, but we do our own thing, you know. So that's all I'm saying.
I think you should record audio only, Ricky having sex, and post that as a 2-minute show.
So you don't want the video? What the fuck?
It's only 2 minutes, though.
Okay. I'll stop being serious.
Does somebody say somebody you're being serious?
Yeah. Okay. The Power Gay sucks.
I don't know. Who's the Power Gay?
I have no earthly idea.
I don't know who that is. Is that a show? Or
probably.
Is that just something
probably, and now they'll be playing a clip of me saying they suck.
Yeah, on their show.
Is that like a power bottom or what? The Power Gay.
All right, guys. We're down to like 15 minutes.
I will let Ricky fuck me with blood trickling down my back from the large, deep incisions he makes in my back.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Ooh, I know who it is, Ricky.
Huh?
I know who it is.
The Suicide Freak person?
Yeah.
Who? 18-year-old. No, it's not. Shut up. It is not. He is a young little gay who we tease about his 11.5-minute shows during the 30 Days of Pride. Oh, okay. Well, we'll start that making fun of him even though we don't know him too.
Okay.
Your 11-minute, 11.5-minute show sucks.
stuffed.
Okay, who is NR1?
NR1?
I don't know who NR1 is.
I don't either.
Is that somebody in the room?
Meh.
No? I don't think so. I don't know. Oh my god, we got 15 minutes, and I don't know what else to talk about, you guys.
I have a poem. I've
Oh, Nicole has a poem. Is everyone ready for it?
I think they've been ready for it.
I don't like the poem, though, because I hate having them on the spot like this.
How many do you have? Just one?
Just one.
Okay, is it long, short?
It's not long.
That's what she said. Get your poet laureate voice going on.
We gather together on this Sunday morn to talk about friends, poop, and porn. Spider egg farts and hot dogs down hallways. These are the things that make us laugh always. Live shows are awesome. We want them all the time. Please keep listening, and the poems will flow like wine.
Oh, like vagina wine.
I didn't like that poem. Yay, spider eggs.
Suicide Freak says he or she is my number one fan.
Yeah, he also said, I love to jerk off to the image I created of you cutting your dick and then licking it. That's creepy.
Pussy
creep.
Guns.
Creepy creep.
Oh, my Lord.
You're going to give me nightmares.
Why am I afraid for your life tonight?
I know. I hope they're not in Florida.
Okay. Freaky
wine douche.
Freaky suicide. If you break into the house, Ricky's bedroom is the front one. And I have mean dogs.
Carrie goes, ew, I'm eating here. Is it spaghetti?
Ricky, you turn me off. I love to fantasize about you.
Ricky always turns people off.
Are we going to record a regular show after this?
No, I've totally run out of things to say.
Really? We did all 2 hours of
Yeah, I
stuff.
Hope this is recording. I don't know if it is or not.
By God, it better be. Because I ain't doing this shit again.
Right. I think it might be recording. If not, then I guess we're screwed. I don't know where it keeps the recordings at, but we'll check it out.
I've never heard the show before, so I had no clue.
I shouldn't eat. Oh, Carrie, you're a first-time listener.
Sorry, Carrie. We love it.
Where are you from, Carrie?
Who is my favorite fan? Oh, Ricky's number one fan or Julie?
Well, I guess my number one fan or my favorite fan should be my number one fan.
You are my future husband, and I don't want to sit in the dark with you and hold you while you slit your wrist and lick the blood. Oh, she's in Germany. Awesome. Yay. Say something in German.
Sieg Heil.
Butterfindugen. Aww.
Volkswagen.
Nine.
Oh, Molly's been listening for the past couple weeks. That's awesome. Okay, everybody in the chat room, how long have you been listening to Foul Monkeys? That would be interesting to know.
I'm afraid of what suicide.
Who's your favorite, Nicole? Your favorite.
Still confused.
Oh, of all my fans, who is my favorite fan?
Yes.
Oh, Kim Beaver says she's my number one.
So, but who's your number one fan?
I kind of like Rodan.
Rodan?
I love him so much. When I met him at Gay Days, I wanted to just, like, climb on top of him and just be on him all the day.
Okay, so
apparently he likes that.
I know, right? We have some numbers coming in. Carrie says she's been listening for 48 minutes. Dells in Dallas says too long. Julian's number one fan, 2 years. Suicide Freak, Ricky, will you play with my...
question mark.
Okay. Let's see.
Daniel, an hour and 50.
Julian, 2 years. Julian's number one fan, 2 years. Stuffed and Brian says 10 minutes. Steve in the UK, 1 year. Fearless one, 3 months.
I will tie you up and whip you... up until you bleed like a decapitated dog.
Before her blessed.
I bet that's Christian. I swear to God, I bet that's Christian.
It's who?
The Suicide Freak?
Oh.
Yes.
Tasty Diane.
We've been listening for 2 years.
Before her blessed.
Let's see.
Rodan.
Let's see. On and off for a year. Why on and off? Me. 2 years, a lot of 2 years, 3 months.
Aww. Chris, thank you, because you only listen because of me.
Hi, Auntie Vera. How are you?
I used to live in Lakeland. Operative words are used to.
Stacy, awesome. Stacy, is that Stacy as in a girl or Stacy as in a boy? Because they could be both names.
I hate boys with girl names. It's like, so stupid.
Like Jody?
Well, I don't know any guys named Jody, but like guys named Kelly or Nikki. Lindsay or
Nikki.
So, Lynn. That's so stupid. They're parents. I feel bad for them.
I rest my case. Lakeland is not Tampa. You would be correct.
Yeah.
Great show, Foul Monkeys. Thanks. Be right back. Okay, Kim Beaver. All right, we got 10 minutes, people. Can you believe it? 10 minutes.
Stacy as in a girl and from the female lesbian show.
And I will tell you right
now. Oh, okay. Well, the female lesbian show, we'll have to listen to that. I've never heard it or heard it before.
Ricky, I want you to hold me down and tie me up while you fuck me in the ass. I want you to bite me until I bleed.
Oh, God.
Ew.
That is so violent.
That's weird.
Who is this?
I'm nervy.
Can we block that person?
That's what I
could
just...
totally kick him out, but then I'd have to watch the tutorial on how to do it. Daniel, can you send me a message through Skype to block that person?
He's very... I'm afraid for you, honestly.
I know. It's kind of weird.
That can't be
Christian. Christian is afraid of teeth.
No one has heard a show yet, Ricky. Not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that the fake female lesbian show that Archer and Daniel were talking about?
Goodbye, Argo from Singapore. It was nice.
Goodbye.
Talking to you in the chat room. And
bye, Argo.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for staying up so late and listening to us. It's awesome.
I hope you'll listen to us
from
now on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because that seems very, like, Jeffrey Dahmer style.
I know, right? Like, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have cut marks all over me.
You're going to wake up dead.
Or it's going to be like that part of Nightmare on Elm Street where he has her up in the
ceiling.
Yeah, man.
Ricky, don't block me. I love you. I get out of the hospital in 2 days.
Oh! Oh, my God.
They say I'm rehabilitated.
I can tell.
Julian's number one
fan. Oh, it's Freddy. Yay! Yay, we love Freddy. Why are you Julian's number one fan, though? Me. I'm not suicidal
no,
anymore.
You're murderous. Homicidal now. Wants to kill Ricky.
Well, apparently now they're joking, so Daniel, I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I just love blood.
Well, you can hang out with Nicole once a month.
She'll give you all the blood she stored for a whole month.
Like clockwork.
So when you have your period, is it like chunky when it comes out on your pad?
Why do you ask? You always ask the same retarded questions
but
about periods because you don't need to know.
Why is it like chunky when it comes out?
Yes.
Hi,
Auntie Vera. Chunky. It's like
it is?
Tomato soup with tomato chunks in it.
Awesome. Is it like the peel? Is it like tomato peels?
Like sauteed tomatoes?
It? Yeah.
No.
Chunky wow. pads are hot.
Ew. Badge blood? No, thank you.
Do you use pads or ponds?
Both, depending
on
the
situation.
At the same
time? If she's swimming, it's a pond.
At the same time?
No, if I'm going to the beach or something, I use a pond. Otherwise, I'll wear a pad, like a diaper. Some of them are so huge, they feel like diapers.
Do you have like heavy flow sometime and you have to use both?
The diaper pads sometimes. Not ever a tampon and a pad at the same time.
Oh, just
now.
Like a huge pad?
What's weird is when I have...
From my belly button to my back.
they have wings.
When I had to go to the store and buy your pads for you.
Yes.
And Miguel was my thing. He was like, just get this one. I'm like, but I don't know if she's like heavy flowing or light flowing. And I don't want to get the wrong thing because she will bitch me out.
All I said was, just make sure it's something with wings. And he comes back, here you go. And I was like, thanks,
perfect.
I don't need them now.
Yeah, I don't need them now. I did not even want to pick them up. I want Ricky to cut his dick and then pee. That has to be Christian. I swear to God, it's Christian, Frank, or Brian. It's one of them freaks. Freddie said you guys did a fantastic job the past 2 hours. Very entertaining.
Well, good. I'm
Yay!
Glad. You know, we only have like 5 minutes, right?
Yes, 5 minutes left.
Yes, 5 minutes. So
maybe we can give out our stats and whatnot.
Do you remember our email address?
Yeah, that was your one thing.
foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yay!
if you guys want to give us a call and tell us how much of a great job we did on the live show, so people that did not listen to the show live can hear how awesome we were, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or 206-984-3685. And Nicole?
Send us snail mail to... Have you checked the P.O. Box lately?
No,
to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Suicide Freak, I'll call you right now if you give me your telephone number.
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
30883.
Call
what
it.
Is that?
I have no idea.
Call it and say, I'm bleeding right now.
Pee in my mouth.
I'm bleeding.
Are you bleeding?
Rain over me with your blood.
Don't worry, Daniel. I have it up. It'll be playing.
Pardon?
I will get it. I will get it up.
What do you
for
have,
you.
What do you have it up?
I have to play the in the commercial,
oh,
so that way we end.
The outro?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
How come I get the feeling that this is the coffer?
Or 940-255-9650.
I'm not calling those numbers. That's scary.
Oh, no. I mailed you a hamster 2 weeks ago. Oh, poor hamster.
You're not supposed to send live things.
No, you're supposed to send porno.
We didn't do the phone calls. And Franco was supposed to be in the room. I wonder if that's Franco. Franco called and said that he would be in the room. 308 is Nebraska. 940 is Texas. Thank you, Trudy Bell and the Royal Pains. That's awesome. You guys like did the same thing.
Trudy Bell is Chris.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Chris. Okay, whatever. So, let's see. How much more time do we have left here?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 2 minutes is what we have left.
So
I want to thank... I will send the mail. I'm fixing to call.
I will send me in the mail. I'm fixing to call.
Oh, no! Don't we need to play the outro?
Huh?
Don't we need to play the outro?
Well, I want to see if
like,
this person calls
It's only
me.
Like 12 seconds long, so we just need to talk for a few more seconds.
Okay.
For minutes.
Is Suicide
Thank
Freak
you
really going to be calling in?
And I doubt it.
I thank everyone for listening to Foul Monkeys. If this is your first time, please come to our website and...
foulmonkeys@gmail.com, or you can download us at iTunes.com. iTunes.
Or listen directly on our website at foulmonkeys.com.
Yes, or if... and leave us a review on iTunes. It would be great. We need it. So I guess we still have 1 minute left. Starts in Dubious Antenna is coming up next. Make sure you listen to them. And I don't know what else to talk about.
I don't either, but you know, the last show left us with like 3 minutes. So.
Right. Yeah. Bye everyone. We hope you enjoyed the show and continue to listen to us through our regular podcast, and we will talk with Daniel about doing some live shows.
Suicide Freak, I've been calling all day and no one answers.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
We're all right. Here.
Oh, 90 seconds left, it just said in the headphones.
All right.
Okay, stalking bastard.
Duh.
Bye, everyone. We love you all. We appreciate it.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
I'm Julian.
This
I'm
is
Nicole.
Ricky.
Oh, no, I'm Nicole.
And this is Ricky, and we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Peace.
Your Auntie Vera Charles is back again to say, from VeraSpeaks.com, to
60
your lovely
seconds.
Ears today, you just heard the Foul Monkeys podcast. Coming up next, Dubious Intent, live on Pride 48.